There's a big one. There's one broke.
Okay, we begin the Mishnah. Ein Eidim was foul. El Matar Kovid Rosh. Person can't daven only from Kovid Rosh. Rashi explains what's Kovid Rosh. Hachno. A person should realize that he's davening to Hashem and who Hashem is and who we are. So I saw the Shem Tzion Balacha asks the question, why is the Mishnah speaking in a negative? Ein oimdim l'spal el matoich kovid rosh. It should say, oimdim l'spal matoich kovid rosh. You should daven with achna. So Shem Tzion Balacha says a beautiful pshat. He says, we've been learning 30 blatim sechta brachas, hilchas tefillah. And we learned all sorts of hilchas tefillah about davening kavasikin and other things. Says the Mishnah, with all the halachas that we learned, Ein oimdim l'spal matoich kovid rosh. The most important halacha I'm going to teach you now is that you should daven with achna. If not, the whole davening is nothing. Of course, you shouldn't miss man tefillah for it, but the attitude comes first. Chassidim HaRishonim HaYishon Shachas Mispalalim, they used to concentrate for an hour before they davened, Kedei Sheichav Nalib Malavim Shebishmayim, in order they should have the proper kavana before they daven. And that's why we say Psuka de Zimra before we begin to daven. That's our, it's not a whole hour, but it's our Shachas. Afil HaMelech Shal B'Shloimai, during Shemon Esrei, even if the king is asking you how you are, Lo Yishivenu. Afil Nachash Karach Aleikvoy, if the snake around your foot, Lo Yafsik, you shouldn't stop. Of course, not when it's a Shailuf, it's a Konos Nefashos. Begins the Gemara. Menahan Emili, that there is an inyan of Hachna before we daven, Kovid Rosh, Amr Ablazad Amr Kra, Vihi Maris Nafsha. So it's very important to review for today's whole shir the story of Chana. Chana, we know, was the wife of Elkanah, who didn't have children for many years, and she was very desperate to have children, and she came to the Beis Hamikdash and davened, a very famous tefillah that we're going to use a lot for Hilchos Tefillah. So it says, V'hi maris nafsha. She was bitter. So ask the Gemara, so you see that before you daven, you have to be in the right frame of mind. Ask the Gemara, how can we bring a proof from Chana? She was in a serious situation. That's why she was that way. Who says everybody's that way? And like the Mashal points out, that's why the Pasuk says, V'hi, she, and only she. Ella Rav Yosef Rechadina Mahocha. We say the Pasuk in Tehillim, V'ani b'roiv chazdecha ovvesecha, Ashtach v'alhech kachcha. A person comes to the base of Medrash to daven, b'yorasecha, with the proper Yerushmayim. Again, ask the Gemara, Mamai, who says this pasuk? David. Dilma, David Shani, to have Mitzah Nafshi Baruch Rachmei Tuva. David, we know, is David Ne'im's Miris Yisrael. He was par excellence in Tefillah. So he had this attitude. Who says everybody is like that? And then again, because it says Va'ani, Dafka David. Elam Rabbi Yishuv, Ma'alev Mahocha. It says the pasuk, Hishtach V'Hashem Mahadris Kodesh. So the pasuk says, bow down to Hashem Mahadris in glory. So the question is, what does glory have to do with tefillah? Therefore, the Mara says, "Al tikru behadras, el becherdas." You should come with trepidation. Ask the Gemara, "Mamai, who tells you to change the taich of the word behadras to cherdas?" Dil malaylam ei malach hadras mamish. It means glory. What does glory have to do with davening? Kehod Rav Yehuda, have mitzayin nafshei. He used to beautify himself for hadam matzlin. That's why people have to dress properly when they daven. This is the makar why people wear a gatel when they daven. Not that, even if there's no problem with libra rosh erva, there should be a special beged for tefillah. El amar of Nachman Yitzman Hocha. It says in pasuk, Ivdus Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'rada. My v'gilu b'rada. Gilu means to rejoice, and rada means in fear. Amar of Adam Masna Amar Rava b'makim gila. In a place of gila shamtei rada. So rada, you should be fear when you daven. Abai have Yosef kamei the Rava. Abai was sitting in front of Rava. He was too good of a mood. On the Gila Raduksiv, a Jew's life should be always with a little limit. Amalei, I'm not tefillin menachna. So he answered him, I'm wearing tefillin. So Rashi explained, since I'm wearing tefillin, that keeps me in check. Because when a person is wearing tefillin, he remembers Hashem. Another pshat the Rashba says is that he was sick for a while. And he had a stomach ailment and he couldn't wear tefillin. That day was the first day he wore tefillin after a while. So he said, today I'm in a particularly good mood because today I can wear tefillin after a long time that I wasn't able to. Rav Yirmiyahu Avi Yosef Kamei Rav Zeira. Chazid Av Kabodach Tuva. Again, he was too good of a mood. Amalei B'chol Etzev Yeh Moiser. A person should be careful not to go too far. Amalei Anot Tefillin Menachna. Again, the same teretz. Mabrei Ravina Oved Halulu Lebrei. He made a wedding for his son. Chazinu l'rabbanan davka bat chituva. He saw that the talmidim, the yeshiva talmidim, were getting a little carried away. Isaac hoisted the micro. He brought a white glass cup. Bas arba meizuza was worth 400 zuz, which is a lot of money. V'tava kamayu, and he broke it. But even that dampened their mood. Rav Ashi offered halulu v'rei. He made a chasna for son. Chazinu l'rabbanan davka bat chituva. Again, he saw they were too good of a mood. Isaac hoisted the gisa. Chaverti brought a white glass, which is again very expensive. V'tava kamayu, v'tziva, and they dampened the mood. And Taisha says, this is the makar why we break a glass by a chasna. Because by chasna people get very besimcha, so we gotta dampen it a little and we break a glass. So a few things. First of all, there's a shaila, why isn't there a problem about tashlis? You're breaking an expensive glass. So all the mefarshim say, about tashlis is when there's no purpose. But here there's a very valid purpose. That's why there's no problem about tashlis. Why dafka glass? Under chuppah, you're supposed to use dafka glass. Why dafka glass? So mefarshim say, because glass and human being have two common characteristics, properties. Number one, glass starts from earth and can end up at earth. And we say about ourselves, Adam yusayda me'afar, v'sayfa la'afar. So we take a glass that has the same characteristic as we do. But the other thing about a glass is a glass can be repaired. You can remelt the glass. The same thing a person, even if he becomes broken, even if he does the wrong thing, he could always do tshuva. So that's why we dafka use a glass under the chuppah. I saw another vart like this from the Imrei Noyim. He says a very cute vart. He says that a woman, one of the reasons, it's a Rashi, says that why do women get married? Because like that, why do women so much want children? Because like that they have somebody to blame. If something happens, they just blame it on the children, not otherwise the husband blames it on the wife. Like that, she could blame it on her son. So he says like this, now, when a glass will break, it won't be so bad, because we'll have, why does a person get married? He gets married to have children. So I won't be so bad if a glass breaks, because I'll mitzvah Shem have children. So it's a way of saying that mitzvah Shem from this marriage should come children. Zok the Gemara. Amalei Rabbanan Rafam Nuna Zuti Behelula de Ma'barei de Ravina. Lishra Amar. There was a wedding, he said, sing us a song. Amalei Vailon de Misnan, Vailon de Misnan. He started singing, we're all going to die. And again, how does that come to a wedding? Very appropriate. What's the reason people get married? Because we're not going to be here forever. So we get married, we'll have children, and they'll continue. But we weren't going to die, so there wouldn't be such a big union to have children. So that's why speaking about death is, that's the time. If you're saying this, what else could we say to dampen the mood? If we're going to die without Torah mitzvahs to protect us in the Olam HaEmes, it's even worse. A person is not supposed to get the exact touch. A person is not supposed to fill his mouth with laughter. He's supposed to stay within limits. Because the pasuk says in Shira Malas, then our mouths will fill it with laughter, and our tongues with song. Amosai, when will that be? In the times of Mashiach. When even the entire world would realize the tremendous nisim Hashem did for us. But not now. And the Gemara says, from when he heard this, he was always careful not to get carried away. From when he heard Rabbi Yochanan say this limud. I saw another pshat. A person shouldn't be malschiv by olam hazeh with olam hazeh the good things. If a person goes to a good shir and he learned well, for that he's allowed to be happy. But to get happy just with gashmi is the good things, for that's not real. That's nothing real anyway. Continues the Gemara. Tana rabbanan, ein einim laspalo loy mitoch din. Not a person shouldn't daven when he's just finished the entire, because his head will be busy with the entire, not with what he just. Not with the tefillah that needs concentration. V'loy medayach dvar halacha. Not in the middle of learning something, a pilpul, that your head is again involved. Medayach halacha psuka. Halacha psuka means a straight halacha that doesn't require, that won't keep your mind involved with it. Ask the Gemara, v'heich adami halacha psuka. What are some examples of halacha psuka? So the Gemara gives us three examples that are really not masechta brachos issues. Amar Abai, Kihad Rav Zeira. Damar Rav Zeira, Gemara we just learned from Sechta Nida, for nice Yisrael, Chmira Al-Atzmam, Shafil Roy's Tipus Dam Kechardo, that Jewish women, even if they see a smallest amount of blood, Yeshev Slav Shiva Nekiyim, they wait for 7 clean days. So explanations as follows. Mida Raisa, a woman's life is a cycle of 7-11. 7 days through which she becomes a Nida, and Mida Raisa Nida to be seeing Dam the whole time. As long as before the end of the seventh day she stops to see Dam, she can go to the mikvah and she's fine. Then begins a cycle of 11 days. During those 11 days, if she sees Dam for 3 days, she becomes a Zava, and then she needs Zayin Nekiyim 7 totally clean days. However, the Gemara says in Masechta Nida, the Rav Zeira established that now any woman, under any circumstances, as soon as she sees even a smallest amount of blood, she waits Zayin Nekiyim, which Midaraisa is not required. But that's the chumrah, and that's a halacha psuka. Rav Amar, a different example. Kia adam Rav Aishia. Dam Rav Aishia, ma'am adam al tfasai, machnis ve moichelai. A person could do a gimmick with his grain, bring it in when it's still in its peel, kadei shetei behem ta'achelos, in order that his animal should be allowed to eat it, p'tur min ha'maisa. What does this mean? Mida raisa, produce that grows in at this row, we have to take off trumas and maestras. But there's only a chiv to take off trumas maestras if 2 conditions were met. Number 1, it was taken into the house. And number 2, before it was taken into the house, it was completely completed all the processing. That means if you're taken into the house before you process it, that truah will not be mechuyev in trumas maestras midaraisa. So, but midrabbanan, you anyway can't eat it without taking it. But Rabbanan said, we, human beings, can't eat it even if we took it into the house before we took off trumas and maestras, before we processed it. But behemoth animals may eat it if it's taken into the house, if before it was, if trumas and maestras wasn't removed, if it wasn't completely processed before it was taken into the house. And that's a trick. If a person wants to give his animal truah to eat, that's what he could do. That's an example of halacha psuka. And now the Gemara gives one more example. Ribai sem ka'od rafuna. Dom rafuna maruzera. Hamekas dam bepemis kachim. If somebody lets blood, that was a very common refuah that they did, that they let out blood. They used to do it by humans and animals. So the halacha says, you're not allowed to take out blood from a kachim, from an animal that was sanctified. If somebody does take advantage of a kodesh behem, it's called me'ila behegdish. And he has to bring a carbon, and he has to pay kerem b'chaymish, the principal plus a fifth. However, here, and that's why, if somebody takes the blood of an animal that's kodesh and uses it for his own personal use, hamekas dam behemis kachim, somebody takes the blood of a kodesh behema, osba not, you're not allowed to benefit from that blood. And if somebody did benefit, my alibi, he was over me'ila. Tosfos points out, Rashi and Tosfos point out, that the isser of using blood of behema kachim is only before the zrikas adam, before you sprinkle the blood. After you sprinkle the blood, then there's no issa me'ila midaraisa. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan amdik masnisen, the Rabbanan did like we learned in our Mishnah, that they didn't, they only daven mitoch kovid rosh, or mesimcha shal mitzvah. Rav Ashi over kibraisa, Rav Ashi did like the braisa says, that he davened el mitoch dvar halocha. And Tosfos says that it doesn't only have to be dvar halocha, Tosfos says a big chiddush, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch also, that if somebody's oisik b'tzarchei tzivur, if somebody does for the klal, that's also the right way to the right preparation for davening. So if you didn't learn, but you did a mitzvah for the klal, that's also fine. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, ein oinu l'spalo, somebody shun daven l'mitoch atzvus, not in a situation of being sad, l'mitoch atzvus, not when he's lazy, not when he's overly happy, not from just schmoozing, lightheadedness, speaking unimportant things. We should daven after simcha shel mitzvah, which means learning Torah or doing a mitzvah. When I learned this Gemara, I didn't understand. From here it's Rashba that you shouldn't daven when you after you're an atzvus or atzlus. You're not supposed to be an atzvus or atzlus ever. Why only before davening? I didn't say anybody should ask the kasha. It has nothing to do with davening. You're never supposed to be that way. Simcha shel mitzvah, the Arizal says that everything that he was zoicha to, he was zoicha to because he was besimcha. And that's the right preparation for tefillah. The Gra said that what is the most difficult mitzvah to be mekayim? One of the most difficult mitzvahs is samacht v'chagecha. For a person to truly be besimcha is very, very hard. V'kein, lo yifta adam mechaveroi, a person shouldn't take leave of his friend, lo mitach sicha, from stam talking, lo mitach schoik, again, not from just jokes, lo mitach kaos roish, lo mitach dvar metalem, el mitach dvar halacha, from talking dvar halacha. And the Gra explains beautifully. He says like this, you're leaving your friend, and you want to remember him. So the easy way to do it is to talk about him. But if you're going to talk bad about him, it's lashon hara. If you're going to talk good about him, the Gemara says you shouldn't talk good about a person, because if you talk good, b'tach shvachai at the ba'al gnusai. So how are you going to remember your friend if you can't say anything good about him, you can't say anything bad about him? But if you remember a dvar halacha, here a dvar halacha is not halacha psuka. It should dafka be a pilpul, that you're talking to your friend, a shverer, a shayla, back and forth, and like that you'll always be remembering that detailed conversation, and like that you remember your friend. She came at Sina B'Naviyam Arishonim. Here we see the importance of words, says the Gemara. We have the Naviyam, and some of the Sfarim of the Naviyam are quite harsh with some strong words, but they always assign with the Vrayim with the Vray Shvach V'Tanchum. They always end the Sefer, as difficult as it is, with consolation and praise, because the words we say when we leave somebody are very important.
But that's not a Dvar.
Right, it doesn't have to be Dvar Halacha, and that's excellent. The Gemara is going to prove that it doesn't have to be Dvar Halacha. That's the next Gemara. Kain Tar Mari B'Reid Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yirmi Bar Abba. Al Yifta Adam B'Toy Chaver El M'Toy Dvar Halacha. You should take leave from your friend talking and learning. So B'Toy Chach Sechrei, like that you remember. Ki Hod Rav Kahana. Avala Rav Simi Bar Ashi. He escorted Rav Simi Bar Ashi. B'Mahum Nahara Beitz Nisa. He was leaving B'Mahum Nahara and they walked him all the way to Beitz Nisa, the Bavel. When they arrived there, Beitz Nisa the Bavel were these trees that were in Bavel. Amle Mar, Vadi de Amri Inchi, people say, Hanitz Nisa the Bavel, these trees, Isnu me Adam HaRishon, Vathashta. They're here from the time of Adam HaRishon. So he said, Amle Adgarta Milta de Rav Yosef Bechanina. You remind me something Rav Yosef Bechanina said. Don Rav Yosef Bechanina, Maidik Sev, it says a Pasuk Yirmiya, the land where nobody went through, the layosh of Adam, and nobody sat there. So the question is obvious. If nobody walked there, hey, you can't walk and sit. Call Eretz Gazal Adam Rishon LeYishuv the Shashva. Any place that Adam Rishon decreed at the beginning of creation, this will be a place that's inhabited, became inhabited. The Kol Eretz Loi Gazal Adam Rishon LeYishuv, anywhere where Adam Rishon did not decree people should inhabit, Loi Neshashva. So that's the Raya. They were saying goodbye and they said a Dvar Agoda, not a Dvar Alocha. So it doesn't have to be a Dvar Agoda. Ramot Avi L'Rafsim Barashim Yogrinya V'Bei Kipi. He escorted him from a Grun to Bekipi, Vamalei Beidura. And that's Takad Alocha. When a guest leaves your house, it says in Shulchan Aruch, besides properly saying goodbye to him, you're supposed to escort him outside the house at least Dalet Amos. Tana Rabbanan. Hamispal Tzorch Shechan Sleep L'Shemayim. When somebody davens, he should have Kavona to Shemayim. Abishalom is similar to over. What does the Pasuk say? Tochen Libam. They prepare their hearts. They have the proper kavana, and the pshat in the Gemara is that they have the proper kavana. Takshiv oznecha. That's the best way that you can have that Hashem should listen to our tefillas. Tanya, Amar Yehuda, kachay min hagish Rabbi Kiva, kashim mispalam betzibur. When Rabbi Kiva would daven betzibur, haymekatzva oila, he davened slow, quickly, and they tarich betzibur. And the Magen Avraham says la locha to a rov that they're waiting for Shmona Esrei or for Krishma, he should make it short because it's Tircha de Tzibura. However, if he damned be Yechidus, Adam and Nicha b'Zavazu, he started off in one corner of the room, and Metzir b'Zavaz Acheres, and he ended off in the other corner. B'Kokach Lamoi, why? When they Kriyas v'Shtachavoyis, because he bowed down so many times in Tefillah. Ask Tysus, you're not supposed to bow down only during the places we learned the Gemara. You're only supposed to bow down in the places that Chazal tells us to bow down. So how can we bow down so much? So Tosfos says two terutzim. One Tosfos says is, you're only allowed to bow down in the brachas that Chazal said. But before the bracha, you can bow down by every bracha. So Rabbi Kiva, not during the end, but a bracha part, but a tefillah part, bow down. That's one teretz. The other teretz says is that he bowed down after the Yiyul Ratzon. We keep on saying that by the tchinas after davening have different halachas, and during those tchinas he bowed down, and that's the only time you're allowed to move by davening. The teretz can talk here about the issur for about tefillah to walk or move during davening for anybody, and certainly for about tefillah. There's a problem with Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, what they do when they have to go down. It's some about tefillah walk away from the omid. It's wrong. Amar Chibar Abba, La'olam Mispal Adam Abay Sheyesh Bechalonis. A person should daven in a room that has windows. Shnev V'cham Pisnalei. There's a passion Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar decreed that nobody was allowed to daven, and Daniel, because he didn't want Daniel to daven, so Daniel went up to an attic and he davened. So he learned some Hilchos Tefillah from that. The first thing is he davened in a room with windows. Now there's machlokes in the Paiskim if this is only when you're davening by Yechidus or even when you're davening in a shul. The halacha l'maaseh in Shulchan Aruch is that even a shul should have windows. The Shulchan Aruch says a shul should have 12 windows. Yochel yispal adam kol yom kulay.
I would think more than
12. Mashma 12. You just have 12. That number. Yochel yispal adam kol yom kulay. A person should daven all day. Kvan first day the neil the zimnan tlosli. Daven 3 times a day. Yochel mishabal l'goy l'huchla. That this inyan of tefillah davening 3 times a day began only now when he was in Golis. He did this already previously. He could daven in any direction he wants. He should face Yerushalayim, as we learned. First, after daven 3 tefillahs, so let him knock off Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv together. In the evening, in the morning, in the afternoon. Continues the Gemara. A person should be allowed to raise his voice in tefillah. Now we go back to Chana. Should not raise your voice. I saw an interesting shaila. What happens if you have a congregation of people, children or even adults, that can't daven? So here we say you're not supposed to raise your voice. Could somebody lead the whole congregation in tefillah? He'll say the whole Shemoneh Esrei loud, and everybody will repeat with him the words of the Shemoneh Esrei, because you're not supposed to say it loud. Rav Moshe Paskins, you're allowed to do it, but you don't say Kedusha twice. You say Kedusha when you do that. Yochel Yishal Adam Tzorach V'Achkat Bispalo. A person should ask whatever he needs and then be Meshabeich Hashem. K'vam first are there, Shloim Hashem L'Shmoya El Arena V'El Tefillah. Pasuk says Rina and Tefillah. Rina is a Tefillah, Tefillah is a Bekasha. So first Rina, praise Hashem, and then you can ask for what you want. Continues Gemar, Ein Oyim Adavar Ach Amos V'Yatzif. After a person finishes Kriya Shema, so he would say, maybe with that I accomplished praising Hashem and I already could say the Bekoshes. The answer is you're not allowed to say the Bekoshes yet. Aval Ach HaTfilo, but after davening Afilo Keseda Sheyom Kippurim Oymer. When you finish the Tfilo, you could say anything you need. A person can ask for whatever he needs in the middle of the brach shmei tefillah. However, if you, at the end of davening, he could say as much as you want.
The first time it says vidu shayim,
right?
For the second time not.
Right. So pshat's like this. Let's talk halach lemaisa. During the first 3 brachas, a person should not ask for his own needs. During the other brachas Shemoneh Esrei, you should only ask for the needs that are relevant to that bracha. Davening Rafeinu, you can ask for a refuah for somebody, but don't say Rafeinu and ask about panasa. During Shemei Tefillah, you could ask for anything, but again, you should keep it short. You should try to keep it short, and also another halacha. There's certain durim that have certain nuschas that people insert in Shemei Tefillah. The halacha is you shouldn't say, but every tefillah you always say. Because then you're changing the nusach tefillah. That's why some people have a minig that they say those nuschas, but they don't say it Friday afternoon. That it didn't become part of their standard tefillah. At the end of davening, after Mevarach Samay Yisrael B'Shalom, you said Yul Ratzon, you could say as long as you want. Amar Rav Hunam Nuna, Hilchsa Gverta Ikla Mishnah Mahani Kro Dechana. There are a lot of halachas that can be learned from the Pesukim of Chana regarding tefillah. It says, Techana Mi Vedaberes Haliba. Bekalim Espanshut Tzorach Yichavim Liboy. You have to have kavana. Raks for said nos, only her lips were moving. Mikalim spell shiachta besvosav. Even though you're not supposed to daven out loud, but your lips are supposed to move. not just think the tefillah. The kol lo yishama, you can't also like be a kol b'tefillah soi. You're not allowed to raise your voice when you're davening. Somebody who's drunk, intoxicated, is not allowed to daven. So Eli told Chana, when she looked this way, how long will you be intoxicated? If you see your friend doing something improper, you have to tell them you're acting improperly. So Tosfos asks, that's a pasuk in the Torah. So Tosfos said that's only by Daraisa. Here we're talking even not by Daraisa. And the halacha is a shikur. Intoxicated person is not allowed to daven, but he is allowed to say bracha. He's allowed to say, he's not allowed to, he has to say brachas and brachas amazim. So she said to him, no. You're not my master in this situation. I don't see any ruach hakodesh here. That you're accusing me about this, but I'm innocent. This is what she said to him. Aren't you a master? Isn't the Shechina with you? Isn't the Ruach HaKodesh with you? That you are judging me unfavorably, and you didn't think that maybe I did the right thing? Don't you know and realize I'm a bitter woman, bitter in mood, and I certainly did not drink any wine? There's a verse from the Gra. The Gra says that what happened, Eli did not know Chana's situation. So what does a Kohen God do when he doesn't know somebody's situation? He takes the Urim Tumim. So the letters that, but the Urim Tumim were letters that light it up, and you got to put together a word. So the word, right. The letters that came up were Shin, Chof, Reish, Hei. So he took it for Shikira, but she was really Kshira. Amar Beleza, Mikan, Lenech Shabadavish, Einboy. If somebody accuses you of something that isn't there, so you don't have to take quietly. You have to tell them that you're making a mistake. Don't consider me as a woman who acted very improperly. He was accusing her of being intoxicated and davening when she shook her, because somebody does that, it's kilo avada avada zara. Why? Ksiv hocha, it says here that he was accusing her of being lefnei bas pliyal. For ksiv hosam, regarding somebody who's avada avada zara, yotzu anosh mnei pliyal b'kabecha. So you see that somebody who davens, why? Because davening is the basic fundamental of our belief in Hashem. That we believe Hashem can do whatever he wants, we have to daven for it. If somebody doesn't have the right respect for davening and he's intoxicated, so he obviously doesn't have the right emun on Hashem, like Ovid Avodah Zarah. Malahal Avodah Zarah, Afkan Avodah Zarah. V'yan Eli v'yoymer. So Eli responded and told her, L'chi l'sholem. Omer v'lozim, Mekan l'choysher eschaver v'dovish ein boy. If somebody accuses his chavu with something that isn't there, so tzorach l'faisoy. He has to ask for mechila, for forgiveness. And not only does he have to ask for forgiveness, because all of you have to do is ask for forgiveness, he should have said l'chila sholem. Why do you add the words v'lekei Yisrael yitein shalosech? You see that you have to give a bracha also. So Chana made a neder. She made a promise. What was the promise? The vow that if Hashem gives her this son she will bring to the Beis Hamikdash to be devoted in his life to Hashem. And she called Hashem, Hashem Tzavakos, God of the legions, the God of the whole universe. Amar Belozer, Yom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salomi, from the day Hashem created the world, there was nobody to call Hashem Tzavakos, God of the whole world, until Chana came and gave him this name. Amar Chana Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishloilem, from this wonderful huge universe that you created, is it difficult for you to give me one child? How can we compare this? What's the mashal? The melech bas v'dam. He made a melech, made a king, made a huge banquet. And a pauper comes, knocks on the door. Give me please one piece of bread. They ignore him. Dochak v'nitzlach etzitzamelech. So he pushes his way into the king. Omle adoni ha-melech. Because Suda Shasisa, you're making this huge, beautiful banquet. Kosh ve'enech litin prusa achas. Is it so difficult for you to give me one piece of bread? So too, is it difficult for you to give me a child? There is a passion in the Torah of Saita. What is a Saita? A Saita is a woman who her husband is suspecting of adultery. And the halacha is first he's mekana her. He says you should not be secluded with that man. And if you are, then if she's caught, so that's a question, did she or didn't she? They used to bring the mei saita, which is a passion in the Torah. We spoke about it already. Dissolved it in the water from the kiyar and drank it. Now, that's the hagdama. Let's begin the gemara. Amroya tira. Chana says to Hashem, Amroya tira. Amr v'laza. Amr chana l'fina kris bachu. Ribbono shlem. Amroya, if you'll see my plight, mutav, great. Mlaf. Tail mlaf tira, if you won't see. Elch v'sos b'fnei akon b'ni. I will go and have Hakana think that I'm doing adultery. V'kivin m'statrinei, and after that, mashkele mei saita. They'll give me to drink the mei saita. And you won't turn the Torah, your Torah, into a joke, because it says in the Torah of a Nix of an Isra Zera that if she's innocent, she'll have children. Ask the Gemara. That if till now she was didn't have children, and now she will have children after the Meisot if she's innocent. So to that we can understand what Chana was saying. You let us berevach that all it does is that she had difficult labor. Now she'll have easy labor. The cavus, you let us chayim. Till now she had girls, now she'll have boys. Shchayim, you let us levon. Till now she had children of a dark complexion, now she'll have light complexion. Ktsarim, you let us aruchim. Till now it was short, now she'll have tall. Mayik lememer. So this won't help her, because she doesn't have children at all. The Tanya, because this is really a shailam sechta saita. It says, v'nikser v'nizra zera, melamin shemaisa nefkeres, if she doesn't have children, nefkeres she'll have children. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, I understand why she would do this. So all women will go and do this to have children. And this one that won't do this kind of shtick, Nefkedis will lose out. The only thing it does is that if she had difficult labor, you let berevach, she lets aruchim, shchayim, you lets levenim, echad, if she only won, you let Shnayim, she'll have multiple births. So, if though, what is the Meroy Tira? So, there was no threat here, because the Mei Saita wouldn't happen. And so, the Gemara, Dibra Tari Kaloshim Nei Adam. So, the first of all, Taisus Mesech the Saita asks a question. So, why is this Mandama said? This Mandama says that a person who, so it won't help for a person who doesn't have children. It'll only help to have easy labor. So, ask Taisus, maybe somebody who had difficult labor will do it in order they should have an easy labor. So Tosfos says, to go through all of this, just to have an easy labor, a person won't do. A person who has no children will go through this embarrassment. But to go through just all of this, just to have an easier labor, that a person wouldn't do. Rabbi Yosha says, La'aloch l'maisa. From this gemara we have, that people never who don't have children, and they want to do all sorts of procedures that are sometimes difficult, and there may even be a shtickle sakonis nefoshes in them, from here you see that you're allowed to do it. Because here Chana was willing to do such a thing of being secluded with a man today to be able to have children, because that's how important, and that's what we allow for people to have children. But the Pnei Yeshua, the Chassam Sofer asked, there's a problem of Yichud, so how could she be secluded with a man just to have children? So they say a few truths. Yichud is only usur with one man. But let's say a husband tells a wife that you shouldn't be alone with two men. So there wouldn't be an Issa Yichud, but it still be considered a Kinui. Another thing is that there is no problem of Yichud when the door is a little open, when the door is ajar. But for this, it still will be considered Yichud. Another Torah says that Yichud doesn't apply with Baal Be'ir, when the husband's in the city. But for this, it would be. So she said, Ba'ani Ma'ascha, look at the plight of your maid, Atishkach Samoscha, don't forget her, Nesatla Moscha. So she used the word Amoscha maid three times. Amr of Yosef Chanan, Gimel Amoscha Salalulalma. Amr, why did she use the word Amr three times? Amr Amachanel Fenekarish Bachu. She said like this, Ribonishlam, Shloish Bitkim Misa Bars Veisha. That three times that a woman is examined, if she's worth three things that we look at when a woman is in a serious situation, if she deserves to leave. Same thing, three things that bring death on a woman. Vela nida, to chal about lachas in there, because these are halachas that are will, applicable to women. Lachas nida, taking with chal from the dough and lighting the Shabbos candles. Klum avati lachsmem. I don't have to worry about childbirth. I was fine. There's a beautiful verse from Akiva Eger. He says like this: why by ner does it say halachas in there, and by chala it should have said hafrashas chala? So he says like this: because the woman only has to do that halacha part. She doesn't have the actual lighting, but the preparation of the candle the husband should do. That's what it says. The husband should prepare the candles and the wife should light them. So it says the adlokas in there. I did the adlokah, the preparation my husband did, because he did the right thing.
What?
No, you're supposed to do it. I do it every Thursday night.
What?
But you weren't allowed to say that. Why not? You should give me men. So the my Zaranoshim, if she meant men, she should have said Zacharim. Omrav Gavrib Guvrin. I want somebody should be a man, a prominent man. A man who will anoint two kings. Who were the kings that Shmuel anointed? Shaul and David. Somebody equal to two men. Who are those two men? Moshe and Aaron. As the pasuk says, Moshe and Aaron b'chay Hanov, v'Shmuel b'kar Shmoy. So Masha says, just like Moshe and Aaron's tefillos were answered, so was Shmuel. When I want Zera Muvel by Anoshim, a person who's average, Kiyasar Avdim Amel Loi Oruch Loi Gutz, not too tall, not too short, like Katan Vloi Ilim, not too talkative, not too talkative, like Tzoch Vloi Gichel, not too dark, not too light, like Chochem Vloi Tipesh, not too smart, not too stupid. So Chaim Shmulevitz says a beautiful word. He says, so Shmuel was an average person, and even though he was an average person, look what he grew up to be, from an average person. You just have to want. Ani anisha nitzavasimach. So she said, I am the woman that was standing with you. That's what she says to Eli. Amri Shmuel Balevi, Betancha Asalesh, Betach Arba Amishat Tfila. She said, I stood next to you, because you're supposed to stand next to the person that's davening. You're not allowed to sit, and that's the halacha. You're supposed to sit. You're not supposed to sit next to somebody who's davening. There's also, the Chasam Sofer says, it says from here, you're supposed to stand next to a chosh of a person by Tfila. You should get a good neighbor in shul. So what happened was, so Shmuel is Baruch Hashem born, and he comes to Beis Hamikdash, and the pasuk says Al Nar Zeh Espalalti. Amar Belazar Shmuel Mar Alach Lefnei Rabbi Haya. Shmuel passed in the shayla in front of his Rebbe. Shinema V'yishkutu Asabar. They slaughtered a cow. V'yivius Anar Al Eli, and they brought the child to Eli. So the question is Mishum the V'yishkutu Asabar, because they shechted it. Have you Anar Al Eli? El Amalan Eli. Kurakoin, Kulakoin, Laisi Vilishchit. To come shech the animal that we're going to offer. Chazinishmud Avivadi Basakoin Lemishchit. He said they were looking for a Koin. Amulamuluchuladuri Basakoin Lemishchit. Why do you have to look for a Koin? The pasuk Shechit Xer Pizak Shera. The Shechit of a carbon can be done even not by a Koin. Why? Shechit Aisul Kameh de Eli. So they brought him to Eli. How do you know that the shechit could be done by even not a kohen? Amalei miksev shachar a kohen. Does it say in the parish of kabbonis that the kohen should shecht? V'kriva kohen miksev. The kohen should bring it. Mikabal of elach mitzvus kuna. Only bringing the carbon is the job of the kohen. Mikan the shechit k'sher bazar. The shechit could be done by a zar. Amalei. So Eli told Shmuel, "May meshapak amrit. You're saying good. However, mi'ar alach b'fnei ravachat." You're passing in front of your Rebbe. The Kol Amar Aloch Vafnei Rabbi Chayiv Misa, because it shows that you don't have the proper Derech Eretz for the Messiah of Klal Yisrael. So Taisha says he just came that day to the Beis Hamikdash. Eli wasn't his Rebbe. So Taisha says two things. Number one, Eli was the Gol Hador, and the Gol Hador is considered everybody's Rebbe. Also, because he was coming to learn by him, even though he didn't learn, he was already considered his Rebbe. Asi Chanav Katzaf Kamei. So Chana came crying. Don't you remember the story? Amala, so Eli told her, Shafkale de Inchi, let me punish him that he should die, or burn a Rachman, and then I'll daven for Yavaloch Rabbi Minei. And then you'll get a better son than this one. Amala, and Narazes Balalti. She said, I daven for this one. So first we say, this child came from my tefillah. The next child would come from your tefillah. And I want a child that comes from my tefillah. V'chanei medaber saliba. Chana was speaking on a heart. Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, Aliske Liba, she was talking about her heart. Amulafan Ribbono Shel Olam al kol mashav rasa b'isha, everything you created in a woman lebrasa davach lebetala. There's nothing for waste. And naim liroy's eyes to see with, v'naim lishmoya ears to hear with, chaytim lariach a nose to smell with, peladaber mouth to speak with, yudaim lasa ben melacha hands to work with, reglaim lalch ben and feet to walk with, the daim la nafem and breast to nurse with, the daim halalush nasata libi. These breasts that I have, lama, what are they there for? Loyla henik ben, aren't they there to nurse with? So I beg of you, tainly ben, give me a child, venik ben, and I'll use the kaiches that you gave me to serve Hashem.